listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. Investigations continue into two robberies in Boulder, which could be linked. Two men threatened staff at a lunch bar November 28th with an axe and hammer, leaving with cash. The other happened 5 days later under the same circumstances, this time at a Burt Street news agency. A new government incentive doesn't tackle issues plaguing the education sector, according to the State School Teachers Union. Teachers will be able to get in front of the classroom up to 3 years of their degree instead of four in a bid to prevent shortages. Vice Secretary Matt Jarman doesn't agree it's the right thing to do.
I'm not sure that West Australian parents are happy that underqualified teachers are going to be in front of their classrooms next year. That's not who we want in Year 11 and 12 subject areas or any other secondary areas.
Survivors of the 2002 Bali bombing say they're gutted to hear that the chief bomb maker has been released from an Indonesian prison. 52-year-old Umar Patek has been granted parole until 2030, having served less than 12 years of his 20-year sentence. More than 80 Australians were killed in the attack. Andy, one of those to survive, he says he lost so much.
It's been a pretty sleepless night, certainly not the festive Christmas gift I was expecting. You know, I got a life sentence, I lost a leg and a foot and friends. So, yeah, we're shocked, we're outraged, the families would be absolutely gutted, disappointed, and I empathise with everyone.
To local sport, teams are heading into round four of Esperance cricket this weekend. The Coastal Warriors are hoping for a win when they take on the Ports coming off the back of a loss last round. Catch that one at Gibson Oval. While Esperance have home ground advantage for their clash against top of the table Newton. Games get underway on Saturday at 12:30. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.